Wednesday's announcement follows October's news that the Saudi-based company will close its innovative plastics facility in Pittsfield by the middle of 2016 and move those operations to Houston. SABIC's Director of Corporate Communications in the Americas, Jody Kennedy, says its Exton, Pennsylvania site will also close.
SABIC's largest technology and innovation presence in the Northeast is in Selkirk. So it was logical for us to merge all of that expertise throughout the Northeast at Selkirk, given that it's our biggest technology footprint.
Kennedy says some 450 people work in Selkirk, which also includes manufacturing. The move will happen once modifications at the Albany County location are completed. SABIC employs about 300 people in Pittsfield. Citing competition, the company does not publicize how many people work in technology and innovation. Kennedy says it's too early to know if the latest move includes job cuts, but the company is hopeful Pittsfield employees can commute the roughly 40 miles to Selkirk.
These kinds of decisions are very difficult. We know that they impact our employees and their families. And as with our other transitions, we're committed to making them as smooth as possible.
Congressman Richard Neal represents Western Massachusetts and called October's announcement a surprise.
It's a contrast to the growth that has come in the Berkshires, particularly in places like General Dynamics, which continues to hire. And I think that this is a setback, though. I've toured the SABIC facility a couple of years ago, and those, again, are very good jobs and are difficult to replace.
After meeting with SABIC and area economic leaders, the Democrats said in November that many of the employees will find their way back to the regional workforce. John Clarkson is the town supervisor of Bethlehem, in which the hamlet of Selkirk sits. He says the move signals good news for the capital region.
They're a highly successful manufacturing operation and really the heart of our industrial base, if you will. They've been in the community for a long time. They are good citizens, good neighbors, care very much about safety and about the condition of their employees in the community, and I think that's a good thing.
Kennedy says SABIC is also hoping workers in Exton, a small community in southeastern Pennsylvania, will relocate to the Selkirk area.
These three technology and innovation operations work on things like material science, process engineering, application development. When you bring these groups, these capabilities together, this is what's really exciting about the things that we can do for the customers. And that gets back to the innovation breakthroughs, an accelerated development cycle, et cetera. So, while there certainly are efficiencies that will be gleaned from this, we also believe that we can create great value for our customers in solving their problems going forward.
Kennedy says SABIC is on track and making progress toward the creation of a regional headquarters in Houston. In October, Kennedy said the decision to shut down its global innovative plastics headquarters in Pittsfield had nothing to do with the city or the facility, but rather is an effort to bring together talent to grow its presence in the Americas. As was the case a few months ago, Kennedy is not aware of any decision regarding SABIC's participation in the expected Berkshire Innovation Center. In 2007, SABIC acquired General Electric's plastics division, which operated in Pittsfield for more than seven decades, for $11.6 billion. In 2014, the company reported revenues of $50 billion, operating in more than 50 countries with roughly 40,000 employees. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.